The Yo-Yo Decision by Liesl Robin Shurtleff, based on a true story. Through a still small voice, the spirit speaks to me. Children's Songbook, number 106. Leah and Mom were almost done shopping. Then Mom stopped to look at some clothes.
"I'll be just a few minutes,"
Mom said. Leah sighed. When Mom said a few minutes, sometimes it meant 20. Leah found a shelf of toys nearby. She flipped through a coloring book and then tossed a bouncy ball a few times. But that got boring pretty fast. Then she picked up something shiny and round. It was a yo-yo. It looked just like the one Oscar brought to school last week. During recess, he showed everyone his fancy tricks. The tricks had names like Walk the Dog and Around the World. Leah asked him if she could try, but Oscar wouldn't let her. Leah slipped a loop of string over her finger. She let the yo-yo drop and tugged on the string like she had seen Oscar do. The yo-yo hit the floor with a clunk. She tried again. After a few tries, she got the yo-yo to come back up to her hand. If she could figure that out so quickly, she could probably learn to do all the tricks Oscar had done. That's when Leah looked at the price tag. She frowned. She didn't have nearly that much money in her money jar at home.
"I'm almost done, Leah,"
Mom called. Leah sighed. She was about to put the yo-yo back when an idea popped into her head. The yo-yo wasn't very big. She could just slip it into her pocket. The store owner wasn't looking. No one would ever know. She could keep it and learn to do new tricks. The kids at school would think she was so cool. As Leah looked down at the yo-yo, she felt prickly and nervous. Her hands felt sweaty. She gripped the yo-yo tighter. What was this bad feeling? She wanted it to go away. Then she remembered something Dad told her before she got baptized.
"After you're baptized, you'll receive the gift of the Holy Ghost,"
Dad had said.
"The Holy Ghost helps us make good choices. He speaks to us in a still, small voice."
"He'll talk to me?"
Leah asked.
"Not always. It may be like a thought coming into your mind, or a feeling coming into your heart."
"What kind of feeling?"
"It's different for each person. But usually, when you do something good, the Holy Ghost will help you feel calm and peaceful. When there's something dangerous, he will warn you. And when you want to do something wrong, the Holy Ghost will leave, and you'll feel confused or unhappy."
Leah looked down at the yo-yo. She really wanted it, but she knew the Holy Ghost was telling her that stealing was wrong. Leah put the yo-yo back on the shelf. As soon as she did, she felt peaceful and warm. She went to find Mom.
"I'm done. Are you ready to go?"
Leah smiled.
"Yes."
As they left the store, Leah felt as light as sunshine. The yo-yo might have been fun for a while, but following the Holy Ghost was something she wanted to do always. The author lives in Illinois, USA.
Sidebar. One day at school, I was taking a spelling test, and my teacher called out a word that I had no idea how to spell. I was panicking, and I looked at someone's paper. After the test, my stomach wasn't feeling good. I told my mom about how I looked at someone else's paper. I knew that the feeling I got was from the Holy Ghost. I know I should always listen to the Holy Ghost. Jonah J., age 8, Idaho, USA. End of the story, The Yo-Yo Decision. Read by Terrell Williams, Holly and Nick Anderson, Chloe Patello, and Daniel McClellan.